Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jack Riewoldt's been good enough to join me, the star of the show last night. It was an amazing launch for Tasmania. Everyone's jumped on board. I think the membership's now up to about 80,000 that have jumped on board. Let's hope the politicians and the fans and the people that are voting this week jump on board, because everything's been done right so far by Tasmania and those that have been advocating this for quite a while, including Jack Riewoldt, the Tiger star. Welcome to you, Jack. Great to have you on.
Hey, Dwayne. How are you, mate? Nice to chat.
Success last night, wasn't it? It was brilliant.
Yeah, it is. I suppose we couldn't have actually hoped for it to go any better. I mean, we'd set the goal of 40,000 members by October, and I think probably 40 minutes into the website being live and the memberships being available, we'd ticked over 40,000 members. So currently at about 80,000, which is astronomical to think and to even say. And just had a coffee with Kath McCann, who's the executive director and one of the powerhouses behind the football club in Campbelltown in central Tasmania. And we sort of sat there in silence and a little bit of disbelief, just watching people continue to sign up. So it's been a big 24 hours.
How are the people behind the scenes, are they confident that the people that are voting this weekend are going to get behind it now that there's this huge groundswell of momentum that you've been able to continue like a tsunami down there?
Yeah, well, the thing is that the people aren't voting for the team or voting for the stadium. They're voting for the political party that they'd like to see in power here in Tasmania. For us, we've got a relationship with all of those parties, as we have all the way through. And the election will be decided, obviously, on Saturday when the people of Tasmania go to the polls. But for us, we're sort of really enjoying the fact and sitting back and in amazement, really, and watching the people vote with their phones, their credit cards, and their care and love and pride of Tasmania. So that's the really important thing for us. But it's such a large amount of people that have signed on that I think that all people, whether it be politicians or people in industry or power, will be looking at it. Now, that's a big conglomerate of people that are supporting the Tasmanian Devils.
Yeah, but there are a few politicians that have made this issue part of their political platform, haven't they? They've tried to use it to get up and have everybody hear their name.
Yeah, not specifically the football club. Clearly the stadium's probably been the main talking point for some political parties. But for us, we can get caught up in the hype of that. It directly affects us. But for us, we need to make sure that we're doing everything right in terms of just keeping the ball rolling from our point of view. So that's actually the day-to-day of the football club. And if we sit back and wait for politicians, or we sit back and we wait for the things that are out of our control, then we'll start to find ourselves behind the eight ball pretty quickly. So for us, it's business as usual. Business has been fantastic over the last 24 hours, as I said before, and we need to continue to make sure that we're doing everything in our power to make sure that we're not falling behind the eight ball and we're preparing so the team's ready for 2028.
Is Caro right? Are you getting Brendan Gale?
No, I think, clearly Brendan being a Tasmanian and being involved in the AFL and in a whole host of facets over his period of time makes him a viable option for if you went out and were to select someone. But I think for us, it's making sure that we've got the right person. So it's looking at people like Brendan Gale. Obviously, he's... his resume speaks for itself, but it's looking at plenty of people that have worked in football and also have worked outside of football as well. And I don't think we'll have much trouble in finding people wanting to be the CEO of this organisation. And it's an exciting prospect that it's certainly a job title and a job that people will be clamouring to have a go at.
Unifying the state's been the tougher task, we're told. Us mainlanders get told that the state's never going to be unified. Now, how have you gone? Because the unification process has been a little bit of your portfolio.
Yeah, don't believe everything you're told, Dwayne. I think there's two stories here. There's a story within the state of Tasmania, and then there's a story that the mainlanders like to run and tell.
Hang on. Are you saying us mainlanders have made this story of the division up?
I reckon that there's a fair narrative that's pushed by the mainlanders, and until you spend time down here, and I've been lucky enough to do that for a couple of months.
What would be in it for us to make that up, though?
I'm not sure. But if you've been on the ground, you'll know that this state is. I even just walked through Launceston Airport, and apparently Launceston has a different view to Hobart, has a different view to North West Coast. Is that there's a divide here, but there certainly is. There's one team down here, and the support already, and the membership number shows that. So I think the unification of the state is alive and well. You've only got to look at our Jack Jumpers, Dwayne. Mm-hmm. Know that they've combined the state, and they're fully supported, whether they're playing at the Silver Dome, whether they're playing at the Derwent Entertainment Centre, or whether they're playing at John Cain Arena, as they did the other night, to know that there's passionate Tasmanians and they will support Tasmanian sporting teams. And it's certainly one we hope to have another sporting team down here for them to follow in the not-citizen future.
And the kids, how are they? You've been visiting local clubs. How many kids are now pretty excited about their having their own team in their own state to play for in time?
Yeah, look, I think it's a really important piece of the puzzle is that we know that we want to give young Tasmanian children the opportunity to play for the Devils and play in front of their own fans, their own fans in their own patch. And that's a real driver for the organisation. We're aware that the majority of the players probably won't come from Tasmania that play for Tasmania. Because that's the way they are at the moment is a living, breathing example of that. So for us, it's about creating a culture that people can be feel like they are at home here in Tasmania when they do come to play for us. So there's a whole host of facets there as well. But for us as well as the Jack Jumpers, as well as any sort of sporting organisation in small places, you just want to get as many kids as you can playing sport. Now, if we reap the rewards of that with people playing footy and potentially playing for the Devils, that's all well and great, but there's an element of social change here as well, and just getting people out, getting them active, and getting them loving sport and loving sport in Tassie.
And obviously the success of last night, the membership, you're going to get over 100,000 soon the way it's going. You might have to build a bigger stadium maybe.
Well, no, I think the 23,000-seat stadiums, spot on, but I mean it's quite interesting. There's a large portion or a portion of the nearly 80,000 members, or just a tick over 80,000 members now that are from the mainland. So that gives us a good economic chart as well, and data to know that people are going to come here and follow their football team, and they love visiting Tasmania. So why not make a story of it as well? And why not make a trip? So certainly there's some figures in there that are really interesting for us as a board and as a business, and ones that will help guide our strategy going forward as well.
And what's your long term goal, Jack? Are you going to be part of? Well, there's obviously going to be the recruiting and talking to coaches and all that kind of stuff. Are you in this for the long haul? Do you think as a Tasmanian, well, as a Devils employee, is this a long term thing for you?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting question. Certainly, I have no aspirations in coaching at the moment. So, for me, it's probably just the business side of the organisation. And I do a little bit of stuff already in culture and company culture space with my own business. But to be able to roll that into something that I'm passionate about, obviously, my homeland, and then be a part of the build of the footy club, which has been my main job for the last 17 years, sort of fits nicely. So I think I'll continue to be in the business in that part of the business, but also quite open to exploring different things. It's one thing that I've learnt on the journey so far is that I've been privy to things that I would have never maybe got the opportunity to do if I didn't have a crack at this role. And whilst I'm working, I'm also learning some amazing things as I go along. And not many people get to be involved in a startup of a professional sporting team, and let alone in their own state in a sport that they've played for 17 years. So the opportunity is certainly not lost on me.
Congratulations on the launch. Congratulations on everything you've done so far. It's been brilliant. And bring it 2028. It'll happen.
That's the plan. That's the plan. Hopefully we could maybe sneak it in a little bit early with our women's program. But still plenty of water to go on the bridge. But yesterday was a big step in the right direction.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Thanks, Jack. I really appreciate your time.
No worries, Dwayne.